Yesterday we talked about the Iri, two sheetahs in the Iri, how to learn through the Sugya. I want to talk about Rashi today. Rashi is very, very, very awesome, and Rashi presents a lot of difficulties. So, first let's go through, what are the difficulties in Rashi? So number one, Rashi says, right away there's a steer in Rashi. We were down yesterday, what exactly is the chiyuv moment that the Gemara is talking about? Kevin de la Sikanya and Iboile Laduri, what's the chiyuv moment that we're being done over here that he should have? You know, this premature chiyuv moment. I mean, at the end of the day, we're trying to find the case that there is no chiyuv moment except the chiyuv nen at the end, and that's kibbali de rav minute. But the Gemara is going through all kinds of premature chiyuv moment that he might have with the Le'isa, if he goes Kevin de la Se. Was not Gerus, that it means that those who are Gerus, the Rashin Tashis don't mention the Kevin de la Sikanya. Could very well be the Rashin Tashis didn't have it in their Girsu. But anyway, the Gemara has the Kevin de la Sikanya, there's a Iboile Ladure. What exactly is this Chiyuv moment? So in Meiri we saw it's a Chiyuv Gezel, the Kinyan Yad. What about Rashi? So Rashi, Lechor, there's a steer. Rashi says, in Rashi, Iboile Ladure, Ladura, so Rashi first says, V'chi lo yahadro. The Gemara goes through. First thing where it thinks that it's an area, we called it yesterday area A, area B, and area C. The Gemara the Chatchila thinks that it's talking about area A, where he could just he's able to spit it out. In fact, the Gemara, if that's the case, V'chi lo yahadro. So at that point, he has a chiyuv moment, whatever exactly the chiyuv moment is. So then the Gemara says, no, he was talking about the base of Bliya. The Gemara thinks it's area C. In fact, the Gemara, area C. So maybe it's am I chayiv? Rashi learns he's an onus. Why is he chayiv miso? Maskaras Gemara is that it's an area B. Area B is they had chak. He can be master they had chak, and therefore it's mos. That's how Rashi learns. So anyway, let's take a look at Rashi inside. Iboy ladura. That's when the Gemara thinks it's still in area A. Zok Rashi. V'chi lo yahadro. And therefore, if he doesn't spit it out, doesn't take it out. Mei shaita il mazik lo. So at that moment, he becomes a mazik. He becomes the mazik. And Yeshiva Chayav as mazik. So in this Rashi is mashma, that the chiyuv moment that we're talking about over here, the Gemara is discussing, is a chiyuv mazik. But then, the very next dibur, Rashi says, two dibur later, so the Gemara answers, Aydei Hadchak, it's in area B, it can only be machs, Aydei Hadchak. So Rashi, the inami yahadro, and therefore, he can't spit it out, because even if he will, mimaso, it'll be mius, it'll be mos, but like chazi lebailim, and it won't be roi lebailim, hilkach migzo loy gosla, and therefore he's not a gosla. So all of a sudden, it seems in Rashi that the chiyuv moment that we're talking about is chiyuv gazlan. Tosach v'mazik, they're seeing the gazlan. No, the two Rashi don't hang together. Rashi said, the Shnei Tari, the way Rashi's paraphrasing it is, if he put it into area A, so he's a mazik. He's a mazik, he should have spit it out. The answer is, no, he put it into area B, and therefore he's not a gazlan. The two Rashi's are talking about the same thing. Right? Even though one Rashi is talking about area A and the other Rashi is talking about area B, but they're both addressing the same lechur. They're both addressing the same point. The Gemara lechatchila asks if he put into area A, he should have spit it out, and therefore he's a mazik. Answers the Gemara, no, it's in area B where he can't spit it out, and therefore he's not A. And therefore he's not A. What's the missing word? One would expect mazik, because that's what Rashi said before. The Gemara asked, he should have spit it out, he's a mazik. The Gemara answers, no, it's an area B where he can't spit it out, it'll be most anyway, and therefore he's not a. So the punchline should be, not a mazik. And instead, Rashi all of a sudden switches octaves, and instead of talking about mazik, all of a sudden Rashi's talking about gazlan. So that's number one problem in Rashi. Second problem in Rashi is in that first Rashi, Boilei Lahadura. So we didn't read the whole thing. Rashi says, "V'chi lo yahadro mishayt be'iu maziklo." Rashi says, "In area A, he should have spit it out, and he's not mazik, and the moment he does not spit it out, so he becomes the mazik. When he doesn't spit it out, but instead he swallows it, so he becomes the mazik." Zok Rashi, "The rishon lat midi ovid below neschay koyin klum," because the rishon, the toichev, the person who stuck it into his mouth, he didn't do anything, and he was not chay to the koyin. So therefore, the second one is the one who's a mazik, and the second one should be chay. Two things. First of all, it's not true. What do you mean, Rishon lav midi ovid v'lein eschayiv l'koyim klum? The Rishon was midi ovid and wasn't eschayiv l'koyim because the Rishon picked it up. The whole Gemara started Mira Agba Kanyo. The whole Gemara started that the minute you pick it up, you're a Gazlan. So the Gemara answered, oh, he didn't pick it up. Somebody else put it into his mouth. But that other person picked it up, right? Unless somebody else picked it up and stuck it into that other person's. And then we need that one. Then there's another person, like, you know, somewhere all the way down, there's somebody picked it up. So there's a somewhere there's a Gazlan. So first of all, what Rashi says, that the Rishon is blamed as Chayav L'Kayim Klum is Pasha Natural. Number two, answer Rabbi Kvager, what does Rashi even care? And if the Rishon would be a Gazlan, and the Rishon would be as Chayav L'Kayim Klum, what does that have to do with the second one being Chayav? The Gemara says in Baba Kama, this is called the Gemara, Gozal V'Lenis Yashu Avayim Baba Achav Yachol L'Yerotzim Yizeh Goyim V'Yerotzim Yizeh Goyim. Just because the Rishon is a Gazlan, that does not preclude the second one being Chayev as well. And from whom will the Bialim collect? From whomever is convenient. So the Rishon could be in his Chayev, L'Kayin Klum, that has nothing to do, they could both be Chayev. If you have a person, you can have a Gazlan, somebody else comes and he's Mazik, they're both Chayev. So what does Rashi Bechal want? The Rishon, Lamid, the Oberlin, is Chayev, L'Kayin Klum, therefore the second one is Chayev as Mazik. Number one, it's not true, the Rishon wasn't his Chayev, L'Kayin Klum. And number two, what does it even matter? Why does Rashi even care if the Rishon wasn't Chayev L'Kayin Klum? It makes no difference. We're being done on the Sheni. It's the Sheni Chayev. Because the need of the year is the Sheni. The Sheni has a Kimli B'Dirabmine. And the question is, but the Sheni has a Chayev moment that comes before the Chayev Misa. Mali, what difference does it make if the Rishon has a Chayev or not? So what is this Rashi? Well, Rashi is not true. And even if it would be true, it's Le'Mayla V'Le'Mayr. Rabbi Kray, I think Rabbi Kray remains with the Tzorachim. What? Second go. Second go. Then I was also bothered in the Rashi of Aliyah Trak. So what's Rashi coming to explain? What's Rashi? Rashi's coming to explain. What did the Gemara answer at the end? It was Area B. So Area B, he could be mastered, but Aliyah Trak. So what did the Gemara? So what does the Gemara exactly accomplish with this? Bottom line is he could be mastered. So what's the... That's what all the Rishonim have to explain. What's Area B better than Area A? So Rashi's mahalach here is, Rashi's approach is, the mile of Area B, we saw in the Iri other things. Maybe it's not mechuyev to be machzir in Aliyah Deyatchak, or maybe it's not machshav to be keres mitoich maisib when it's Aliyah Deyatchak. But Rashi learns that fundamentally Area A and Area B, it's the same chiyuv. You have to be... Rashi learns that's not the chiluk. The difference between Area A and Area B, either way you could be machzir. The difference is b'metzias. Then in Area B, it became os. And if it became os, then it's not chazi l'bayim. It's not roy. It's not roy anymore. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, ayirei etchak dinami yahadro mimoso. Even if he would be machzirit, it'll be mos. V'lo chazi l'bayim, and it won't be roy l'bayim. Hilkuch mikzuk l'gosl. Therefore, he's not a gazlan. So a little bit I was bothered by... Not the end of the world kind of kasha, but a little bit I was bothered. The point of that Rashi's making is that this thing is no longer has a shavis. The food, once it's already in Area B, you can only that so it already has no shavis. It's not really. So that's what Rashi should say. Rashi should say that he's not chayev for Gezel over here because it has no shavis. It's Prochus Mishal Putin. Masulei Midi. And Rashi said like a little bit fancy. He's not mechuyev to be machzirit because even if he will be machzirit, it will be mos and it won't be royal abaylim. Oh, ornate. Actually, language here, he seems to be saying more than he needs to. He simply say that it's alidei atchak, dimaras alidei atchak, and therefore it's mos and it's not a shavu pruto, and therefore he's not chayv mamnim shum gezel or mazik or whatever, you know, whatever we're talking here, mazik gezel, not a shavu pruto, he's not chayv. That's number one.
Yes. I mean, is it more dochak to say it like that? To say that it was so bad that it went up? Meaning, wouldn't it be just more posh to say that, like, sort of aesthetically, that a person doesn't want to eat a piece of food? It's not that piece of food isn't hugging them anymore.
So the question really is, Mimonoshach. If it is a shavu pruto, then he isn't completely machzir at labayim. And if it's not a shavu pruto, then that's what Rashi should say.
I mean, even if it would be, meaning if hypothetically for some extra reason they didn't want it anyway, even if it was a shomer pruta, then it still
happened. I don't know if that's not, who says that's the case? I mean, if it is a shomer pruta, if it has some kind of shabbos, then what did Rashi gain? So then he's still a gazan, and that much at least he's a gazan. Taisus does talk in those terms. When Taisus talks about this Gemara, Taisus Taka talks in terms of Shavar Pruta. And he says before it was more than a Shavar Pruta, now it becomes more than it's less than a Shavar Pruta. And Rashi, all of that is missing. Rashi instead says, I don't know, it's like too fancy, this Rashi. I'm not sure this is the worst Rashi in the world, like the most terrible, you know. But still, it's something. Moreover, it's going to take in a second. Moreover, the Maisa Tosis says from a perishing word, it's not even true. That food that's balua, I don't know if they're still Tosis yet. Tosis is a perishing word in Chulun. The Gemara is taught that the Gemara says that food that's inside, that food that a person swallowed is royal achila. If you didn't see him swallow it, to a person who didn't see that, it, who didn't see it being swallowed, and not aware of the fact that it was swallowed, the Gemara says that it's royal. The Gemara there is talking. The Gemara there is talking about how do we know that tumah balua is not metame? I mean, if somebody swallows an avela, how do we know that it's not metame? That's halacha. If you swallow an avela, you walk around with it, it's not metame. How do we know that halacha? So the Gemara says, well, the chorus that we learn out from the fact that the Torah says that if you eat an avela, so you tell them the mikveh and you have harav shemesh and you become tor. Now, Milo Yaskina, that he ate it right before Shkia, so in such a way that by the Harav Shemesh it was not yet digested. So he's walking around with an avail inside of him. How does he become tar? Must be that Tumah Blue is not Matame. Frank can learn, no, maybe that's not the reason. Maybe the reason why it's not Matame is because once it's inside of him, so it's not Royal Achila. And the avail has to be Royal Achila. So it's not true. Shaloi Befanav, it's Royal Achila. Even food that went down somebody's stomach, if it hasn't yet been digested, you swallow a piece of food whole. So if we would fish out it and present it to some unsuspecting person, so it'll be Raya Lachila. Anyway, that's what it says in the Gemara. So Zot Taisa says, you see that it's here Raya Lachila. So it is Raya. So Taisa says here, talking about it was in the Chanami, it's Raya Lachila, but it's certainly a little bit devalued, and here we're talking about a special case where it was only worth a little bit more than Shavar Pruta in the first place. And therefore, once it goes into the Beis HaBliya, it becomes Mos. So now already it's certainly worth a little bit less than it was before. Not so attractive as it was before. So now it goes down to less than a Shavar Pruta. I got some money. It doesn't say that in Rashi. Rashi says it's Mimis, V'lechayat, and it's not Chazi Lebail. Why not? Why not? It's Chazi Lebail. Tosfos says in Perush Gemara that it's Roy. Shaloi Befanav, it's Roy. Yitzchok, you want to ask something? Oh, I want to say it, but we'll get there. But in Nechanami, and Mikoyach this kash also. Nechanami. Then I have another problem here. Lemaisa, it says in this Gemara, according to Rashi, that in this case where the food was put into his was put down into the base of Leo, so it's not Chazi Lebayim. There's no chiyuv mazik, and there's no chiyuv gazlan. There can't be a chiyuv. There's no chiyuv mazik. There's no chiyuv gazlan. That's not really. It's mos. And yet, there is a chiyuv nena. That's what we're looking for. After all, the whole sugya is that we're looking for a pure chiyuv nena without a chiyuv, without any premature chiyuvim, so that we can have the derav in it. So that's the case in where it has maskanas and gemara. So we talk about base abliyot to area B. It's only it becomes mos. So therefore, there's no chiyuv that he's not a gazlin because he can't be master to the bailim. It's lechazi lebailim, and there's no chiyuv mazik. And but what is there? Just a chiyuv nene. And on that, we have kumul d'rabbanei here, like from the chudim and akana libadabai. So it says here, preferring more, that you have a food that has no shabbis at all for mazik yipotter, for gazlin yipotter. There's no chiyuv etashlumen on this food because it's mos and it's lechazi lebailim. And yet, later on, we have hanos meyayim. You have a chiyuv nene. So this opens up. So this leads to a problem, the following problem, which I talked about. I touched on in the past, but the following problem: we know shem mishasarabim is chayim mishum nena. There's no chiyuv mazik because shem mishasarabim, but you have a chiyuv nena. So how come when you have shem mishasayochid, you don't have to pay double? You should have to pay also mazik. But on top of that, why don't you also have to pay also nena? Poshut question. I'm asking a general question. As a double poshut, that when you're chayev to pay for something, mishum mazik, you don't have to also pay mishum nena. Shem mishus ayochid has to pay the whole thing as mazik, doesn't have to pay, we don't add insult to injury, that has to pay mishum nena as well. And kayyotsuba in any such case. Why not? Why don't you have to pay for mazik and for nena? So the poshita answer is, so last time I talked in terms of whether Nen is Memoni Gaboch or maybe he's not Memoni Gaboch, we don't even have to be nochus to the details of the exact lumbus of the Chi of Nen. The Pashat answer is that whatever the gather of Chi of Nen is, whether it's Memoni Gaboch, whether it's some new Chi of that the Torah imposed on him, whatever it is, it's a Chi of Tashlumen for the Chayitz. It's a Chi of Tashlumen. I don't have to pay for the whole value. But where I'm nena, I have to pay at least for that much of the value of the thing that I was nena from. But it's a chi of tashlum. And mimela, in a case where I'm already paying 100% of the value of the object, we can't impose on me, on top of that, another chi of nena. Because nena is also a chi of tashlum. You never have a chi of two of more than 100%. The mashal, let's say something about behemoth mazik something with shein and regal at the same time. Somehow you have a case that it's shein and it's regal. So do you have to pay 200%? One else shein and one else regal. So varana, it's the same chiv tashlumi moment. The chiv is tashlumi achayfetz. You have to pay for the chayfetz. So sometimes you pay 50% if it's a tam. Sometimes you pay only the hanor if it's like shem b'shusharabim. And sometimes you pay 100%. But you never pay more than 100%. Because tashlumin, by definition, cannot be more. Tashlumin is tashlumin for the chayfetz. It can never be more than 100%. So if you have shein b'shus hayochid, so what do you have? So it's mazik, and on top of that it's nene. So these are various different ways to be chayef at tashlumin hachayfetz. But you can't be chayef more than the tashlumin hachayfetz. You can't be chayef more than 100%. So it's like shein and regal at the same time. At the end of the day, it's only chayef 100%. We don't even have to be, this is what I realized later, we don't even have to be nochas to the particular question of what's the exact mechanism of the chiv nena. Is it a parsha of a mighty gaboch? Is it some other parsha of tashlumen? Whatever it is. But it's a parsha of tashlumen for the chayfetz. And therefore, it can't be superimposed on top of other tashlumen to make more than 100%. I think that's a double poshut. So, but that leads me to ask, so what's going on over here? Here you have a chiv nena where the chayfetz itself has no shavis at all. So you're paying nena more than the shavis of the chayfetz. How could that be? And if it could be, it will say maybe we're hacker wrong. Maybe chiv nena has nothing to do with the shavis of the chayfetz. Maybe a chiv nena is, even if it's more than the shavis, it's not a tashlumen for the shavis of the chayfetz. Then we're back to square one. So why by Mishnah Seyochin? So you pay from Als Masik. Why don't you also have to pay Als Nena? LMI, I think that's axiomatic. That you can't have a chiyuv nena more than the shavis or the chayfetz, because nena is also, nena is not more than mazik. Mazik is tashlumen for the chayfetz. Nena is tashlumen for that much of the chayfetz's value from which I was nena. But it's tashlumen for the chayfetz, or at least rent for the chayfetz by dar b'chatz chaveroi. So it's rent for the chayfetz, but it's a kind of tashlumen for the. So there it's a tashlumen for the usage of the chayfetz, but it's a teres tashlumen for the chayfetz. Here the chayfetz itself is not even shavir putu. How could I have a chi of nena over and above the value of the chayfetz, over and above what I would have been a chayev as mazik and what I would have been a chayev as gazan? So what I want to suggest in all of these rashis is that this actually is the problem that was facing Rashi in the sugya. This is the knot of the sugya. That the Gemara is setting up a case, area B, Yochel Adur El Deyadcha, where you have a chiv nene and you don't have any other chiv imamim. That's what it says in Gemara. The Gemara says Yechayim Mishum Nene. Maybe it's Kimel Drabane, but if you take Kimel Drabane out of the picture, Yechayim Mishum Nene. But you're not chayiv for Mazik and you're not chayiv for Gazan. You don't have other chiv imamim. Shaz, why not? He's all three. He's a nana. I mean, if you don't know Rashi yet, you're just looking at the Gemara. You're Rashi, so you don't have Rashi. You're Rashi. You're looking at the Gemara. So what do you have? The Gemara says, "So you're really all three. There's three things in play. There's mazik, there's gazlin. You're a mazik, pashtus, and you're a gazlin, and you're a nana. So you're all three. The same as by area A. You're all three. You're a gazlin because you could have returned it. You're a mazik because you swallowed it." And you're a nene. You can get, for some reason, by this case of Yochel Adur El Deyad Chak, the Gemara says, you're chayef for nene, but you're not chayef for mazik, and you're not chayef for gazan. So why not? This is the question that all of Yishayim have to address. All of Yishayim have to deal with. So in the area we already saw. Now, chuyav to be machzer, whatever. Miri has his malchut. So Rashi learns, Rashi tells us, that an area, that by Yochel Adur Yaladei Adchak, the bottom line of the Gemara, the reason why you don't have the other chiyuvim omen is because it's mos. What do we gain? If it's mos, and it has no Shabbos, and that's why you're not a mazik, and that's why you're not a gazlin, that you shouldn't be chayif and nene either. Because like I said before, there's also a chiyuv tashlumin. V'haraya, shem mishus harabim, does not have to pay for nene on top of the tashlumin. So nene itself is a kind of tashlumi moment. So what do we gain by saying that it's mos? But again, this is the conundrum that was facing Rashi. What does it help to say that the chayfetz, that the truma is mos? When it's an area B, the truma, it becomes mimaso. So what does that mean? It has no shavius. And that's why you're not chayif for gazdim, that's why you're not chayif for mazik. So you shouldn't be chayif for nene either. So we haven't gotten anywhere. So that's what Rashi has to deal with. So comes along Rashi and he says, first of all, Yitzchak was hakka. I think Yitzchak is right before we do that. That it's meduyik in Rashi. Rashi does not say that the truma of the beis ablio in this area B right now is not a shavar put. Does not say that in Rashi. What it says in Rashi is that inami ahadra the mimasov lechazi lebailim. If he'll be machzirit, it will be mos and it won't be roi lebailim. I think the literal translation of the Rashi is that if he'll spit it out, it'll become mos and he won't be mekayim hashava to the Bible. B'mokim shu achshav basher husham, there in the base of Bliya, it's not mos. Like Tosfos Amar in Chulin, food, the minute it goes, the second it goes down into the stomach, it's not yet mos. I mean, give it time, it becomes plenty mos. But the instant that it falls, you swallow it whole, you didn't shoot it, you swallow it whole, it's not, you rinse it off, and for shalei b'fanav, it's right. So it's not mos right now. What Rashi says is that since it's yochel adur yaladei adchak, that means you cannot really spit this out. The only way you can get it out is you have to like vomit it out. So then it'll become mos. The act of vomiting it up will make it mos. So what does that do? So Rashi. So therefore, right now. Right now it has a Shabbos. Right now, it's Chazia Shalei B'fonov. It's Roi L'Achilo. It's not Mos. The Etzev, it has a Shabbos. You ask me, what could the Bayam do with it, maybe? What could the Bayam do with it? You can't get it without it becoming Mos. Yeah, they could sell it to the Eichel. Maybe it does not like, since the Etzev is Roi L'Achilo. They could sell it to the guy whose store it is. Maybe it doesn't even matter what they could do with it. But if we want to find something, they could do with it. If the guy will drop dead, they could do an autopsy and take it out. Akaponim, b'mokim shu, it has a shabbos. But says Rashi, but you're not a gazlan. You mixel loy gozlan. You're not a gazlan. Why are you not a gazlan? Because the definition of a gazlan is that you're marking it from the Bible. You're marchik from the Bible. This is not something that you're being marchik from the Bible, because the Bible can't get it back anyway. There is no way to be meshiv this to the Bible, because if he'll throw it up, it'll become us. So since the truma now in his base of blue and in his area B, since the truma, there's no way for him to give it back to the Bible. There's no way for the Bible to get it back, because inami ahadra mimusov lechazi lebailim. And it's very meduik in Rashi the lashon lechazi lebailim. Why does Rashi stress lechazi lebailim? It's lechazi to anybody. It's not shavar puta. Terence says, no, it's not true. It is a shavar puta. But you can't, but the stress in Rashi is, but you can't do chazara labailim, because if you're going to try to do the process of being maxer at labailim, is going to make it mos. So therefore, this truma is something that cannot have a hashavar labailim. If it can't have a hashavar labailim, then you're not a gazan on it, because gzela, as I said, gzela means to be marchiket from the bailim. That's anyway, Raven Babakam. That's the definition of Zayl, to be marchik from the Baal. To be marchik from the Shusil Baal, to be marchik from the Baal's recovery. That's why the Chayim say it's Beduikin Rishonim that if you steal something and then you destroy it, destroying it is part of the Gzela because you're being machik more from the Bailam. When you steal it, you take it out of the Rishus of Bailam, so it's to a certain extent removed from the Bailam's Rishus. Then when you destroy it, you machik it more from the Bailam because now the Bailam can never recover it. So, but here you have something that's anyway beyond recovery to the Bailam because you can't give it back to the Bailam without destroying it in the process. So the Melech is no, you're not being machik from the Bailam, so you have no chiyuv hashavah. If you can't be meshiv to the Bailam, then by swallowing it, you're not being machik from the Bailam, and that's what Gezel means. So here for Mixel Legozel. But, as I said before, right now it still has Shavius. It's still Roy Lachilo, like Tosis brings up Ferish and Gemara and Chulun, Shalai Befan of Chazio. As I said before, the Bailam maybe could even sell it to him himself. I'm not sure about that point, but that might be a, you know, we could add that in. Right now it has a Shabbos. And therefore, Chiyuv Einena you could have. Because Chiyuv Einena, I said before, Chiyuv Einena is a kind of Tashlumen. This Truma has Tashlumen. It has Shabbos, and if it has Shabbos, it could have Tashlumen, and therefore you could have a Chiyuv Einena. Even though, this is part of our problem, right? The problem was, Nen is also kind of Tashlumen. If it's not worth anything, how can you have a Chiyuv Einena? You see, Shem Vishas Yochid, the chiyuv nene is also kind of tashlumen. So how can this truma have tashlumen? The answer is because it has a shavius. It's not mos right now. It has a shavius. Roy lachilo basher hu shom. So the chiyuv nene is possible, but you're not a gazlan because ka'omer gazlan means to be marchik from the bialim. Here you're not a gazlan because you're not being marchik from the bialim. Dinamia hadru, because even if you would be maxer to the bialim would have nothing from it. So therefore, for the bialim, it's lost. Since it's lost to the Bailam, so you're not a Gazlan. It's not so far away. Tosis has a Sfar. I don't know if they did Tosis yet. Tosis has a Sfar that once you can't spit it back up, so it's Ovid. It's the Bailam moves the Bailas in it. So because it's like Ovid Mehem, that Rashi doesn't have. But certainly with the Bailam loses is a possibility of Hashavah. And if there's no possibility of Hashavah, then there's no example. But again, Tashlumen you could have, and therefore you have Nen. Of course, there remains a problem. What? Mazik. What about Mazik? Mela not chayiv mishum gezel, because the definition of gezel is to be marchiket from the Bailam, and here I can't give it back to the Bailam anyway. But why can't I have a chiyuv Mazik? If it has Shavius, then and it has a chiyuv Tashlumen Nen. So if it could have a chiyuv tashlumi nene, so by the same token, it should also be able to have a chiyuv of tashlumi mazik. Right, what's the difference mazik and nene? If you give a chayiv mishum nene, you should be able to chayiv mishum mazik. And a mazik you are. Because right now it's roi lachila. When you swallow it, it's no longer going to be, then it's going to get digested. It's no longer going to be roi lachila. So you're docha mazik. So why can't we be mechayiv you as the mazik? What? I mean, I have no choice but to be masik. One way or another, I have to be masik. So why don't we say that I'm an onus in being masik? Adam on the olam means that there's no lack of, there's no pshia, but here I'm an onus. So when I say I'm an onus, the other guy was talking to a place where nothing could be done. So now I'm an onus. What?
You still could have chosen to be honest and not gotten
enough. No, so you chai for nene. So you chai for nene because it didn't have to be nene. But the question is, let him be chai as mazik. So you're saying maybe he's not chai for mazik because no matter what he does, he's going to be mazik. So maybe in the mazik he's an onus. You're right, maybe that's possible to answer. I'll tell you what I want to say because I want to make the first Rashi. But think about why not like this. I want to suggest why isn't a chayef and mazik? Let's go back to the first Rashi. Rashi said by area A. Remember, this is the contrast. The Gemara had a Havmina, area A. The Maskana is this area B. But in the Havmina, this area A, so the Gemara said, you should be chayiv because he boiled Ladlur. Says Rashi. And therefore, since you're not mastered, you don't split it out from area A. So may he shaita, you're the mazik. The Rishon Lad Midi Ovid. So the Kreger asked, what do you mean Rishon Lad Midi Ovid? Number one, it's not true. The Rishon is a Gazlan. Number two, what difference does it make? And if the Rishon is a Gazlan, what does that matter to his being Chayiv as Mazik? The halacha is that you could have Mazik after a Gazlan. Gosel and Siasha are violent, but Achayiv is Zikoy. So the Rotsim is a Goyim, Rotsim is a Goyim. So what does Rashi want? So I think the pshat in that Rashi is that Rashi's not talking about whether the Rishon is a Gazlan or not. Whether the Rishon is a Gazlan is irrelevant. Because even if the Rishon is a Gazlan, that has nothing to do with the shame of being Chayiv as Mazik. That's the Gemara of Kama. Rotsim is a Goyim, Rotsim is a Goyim. What Rashi is discussing is the Rishon a Mazik? The same way Rashi is discussing the second one being a Mazik, he's talking about whether the Rishon is a Mazik. And that already is no Poshe. There's no such thing as a Mazik after Mazik. By Gezel, you can have a Gazlan, and then somebody else can come and be Mazik it, and Rotsim is a Goyim, Rotsim is a Goyim. Maybe you can have even several Gazlan. I steal it, somebody steals from me. Could be that there's also Chiyuvim. That's already a Shaila, going to Menaganim. Maybe more debatable. But by Mazik Dover Poshet. By Mazik, if I'm the Mazik, and somebody comes afterwards and I mean to say a simple case, and smashes the and jumps on the pieces, so I'm the Mazik and not him. You can't have two people who are, you can't have Chiyuv and Mazik is indivisible. Either I'm the Mazik or you're the Mazik, or the next person's the Mazik. You can't have that we're both. You can have like this. You can have I'm Mazik at 50%, and you're Mazik at the other 50%. But that's not two mazikim. Then I'm the mazik at 50%, and you're the mazik at 50%. But there's no rotsim is zegoyva, rotsim is zegoyva. From me, keep it going 50%. From you, keep it going with the other 50%. There's no rotsim is zegoyva and rotsim is zegoyva and a mazik. If I'm the mazik, then anybody who comes after me is not the mazik, and there's no rotsim is zegoyva, rotsim is zegoyva. In any given my hezek, there can only be one mazik. So here you have one hezek. Because the arc that this truma took, it went from being on the table to being in this guy's stomach. That's one ma'aseh hezek. Who's the mazik over here? Two people participated, the teichav and the nidchav, the rishon and the sheni. Which one is the mazik? If the rishon is the mazik, then the sheni is not the mazik. And if the sheni is the mazik, the sheni can only be the mazik if the rishon is not the mazik. So there says Rashi. Over here, in the case of area A, with the Gemara talk with that Rashi is addressing with that first Rashi, the Gemara is saying, Iboyle Ladur, says Rashi, you're the Mazik. Says Rashi, why are you the Mazik? Because the Rishon is not the Mazik. Because the Rishon loved me the over, the Rishon just put it in your mouth, but you could still spit it out. Since you could still have spit it out, the Rishon is not the Mazik. If the Rishon is not the Mazik, then you're the Mazik. That's what Rashi means, Rishon loved me the over. The Rishon is not a Mazik. Rashi is not being nochas where the Rishon is a Gazan. Emes the Rishon is a Gazan. Because the Rishon of Ada picked it up. That's not Rashi's concern. Rashi's talking about Dini Mazik. Who's the Mazik? So Rashi, the Rishon is not the Mazik. Because the Rishon just put it in area A. Area A is nothing. Lad midi ovid. So if the Rishon is not the Mazik, so already the Shein is the Mazik. So Rashi, so am I chay. But I think the reason why Rashi is saying this, it's obvious. I mean, obviously. The point of Rashi is La Puki from the Maskonis Gemara. Rashi is setting up the Maskonis Gemara. Because in the Maskonis Gemara, the Rishon is a Mazik. Because in the Maskonis Gemara, the Rishon put it at the area B where it's going to be beyond recovery. So in that case, the Rishon, you can't say La Midi Ovid. The Rishon, if the Rishon was Teichavit into area B, a place where no matter what happens, it's going to become not right. If you'll spit it out, it'll become not roy. If you'll swallow it, it'll become not roy. Whatever happens, it's going to be not roy. So the Rishon put it into a place where it's going to be neva. The Rishon is a mazik. Maybe it's a groma, maybe it's not chayav, I don't know. But I don't care. But Lamaisi is the mazik. Even if he's bought the Mishum groma. But the Rishon is the mazik. If the Rishon is the mazik, the Sheini is not the mazik. Because in mazik, there's no mazik achar mazik. So Rashi is setting up in that first dibur why in the final case, the Sheni is takana chayim mishumazik. The Sheni is not chayim mishumazik because in that case the Rishon is already the mazik, and in mazik there's no mazik achar mazik. Now that doesn't explain why the Sheni is not a gazel, because gezel you could have gezel achar gezel. the Rishon could be Gazlan, the Sheni could be Gazlan as well. Especially if the Sheni is Machik from the Bailam Mor. So if I steal it and you break it, it could be that you have a din of a Gazlan because you're Machik from the Bailam Mor. That's raising in Meruba. Very likely that way. So that's the other Rashi. Rashi, the Sheni is not a Gazlan because he's not being Machik from the Bailam because it's not Shayach the Hashavah. Suddenly it doesn't have a Hashavah. It's not a Gazlan. You can't be a Gazlan. But you could still be a Mazik. But for that, Rashi has the other Svar that there's no Mazik Acha Mazik since the Rishon is Midi Ovid. As opposed to in the original case of Eri A, the Rishon is Lav Midi Ovid. When the Rishon is Lav Midi Ovid, then the Sheni is a Mazik. But when the Rishon is Midi Ovid, then the Sheni is not a Mazik. So two Rashis. Rashi starts off with talking about, one of the questions we had. Well, Rashi was first he talked about Mazik, now he talks about Gazan. The answer is because I have to address both. We have to explain in the case of the Maskanos of Gemara, talk about it to basically where he's Gachal Adur Aliday Adchak Area B. Why is there no Chiyuv? There is a Chiyuv Nenes. Obviously, it has a Shavus. So why is there no Chiyuv Gazlan? And why is there no Chiyuv Mazik? Rashi has to explain both of those things. So Rashi has a separate explanation for each one. It's not the same. The explanation why it's not a Gazlan is because he can't give it back to the Bailam anyway. And if you can't give it, because by the process of spinning it up, it's going to make it Mos. Suddenly it can't get back to the Bailam anyway, so you're not being marchik from the Bailam, and that's the definition of Gezel. So therefore you're not a Gazlan. That's the second Rashi. That's what Rashi says, Inami Yahadro, even if he would return into the Bailam, Mimasov lechazi lebailam, it would become Moz in the process and not be Roy lebailam. Hilkoch mitzul legoslo, therefore you're not a Gazlan. Okay, you're not a Gazlan. But you are Chayef Anena. Why are you Chayef Anena? That's also Tashlun. The answer is right now it has a Shavuos. Right now it has a Shavuos, you're the Chamazik. That's the first Rashi. That the only reason why you're a Mazik in Area A is because Rishon Lamidi the Ovid. Because the Rishon was not a Mazik. When the Rishon is not a Mazik, you could be a Mazik. But here in Area B, the Rishon is the Mazik. If the Rishon is the Mazik, then you can't be the Mazik too. How many Mazik can there be? Whoever was the Mazik is the Mazik. Whoever comes afterwards is already Huzuk. So that's how all these Rashi go together. The Kitzur, the Kitzur Hadvarim is that Rashi, the whole Rashi, your question is a very good question, really. Well, I mean, you said it's an answer, but now it's a question. Well, why does Rashi need this work? What?
Doesn't it work together? Meaning, from the fact that the Rishon is the Mazik, what follows that the Sheni was just forced
no, because
by,
it's
forced
not. It's
the
not. The Rishon is the Mazik. There's no Mazik Acha Mazik, but they could still be a Gazan. Because it's different Hagdor. It's different Gdorim. Mazik is that you broke it. The Rishon broke it. Because even though it's not broken yet, it hasn't been swallowed yet. Right now it has a Shabbos. It could even maybe be sold to the guy. But at the end of the day, the Rishon put it into a situation where it is inexorably going to be Nifsa. So maybe it's Grum. I don't know if he has to pay. But that's called a Mazik. And once there's a Mazik, there can't be another Mazik. Because we need to attach the name Mazik to one person. Who caused this Truma ultimately to be Nifsa? It's not Nifsa now. Right now it's still Chazir Shalei Befonu. Right now it's Roy Lachilo. But it's going to be, at the end of the day, one way or another, whichever way it goes, you know, up or down, one way or another, it's going to be Nifsat. To whom do we attribute that Hefsat? To the Rishon. The Rishon put it into the Matzav where it now unavoidably is going to be Nifsat. The Rishon now is the Mazik. And if the Rishon is the Mazik, the Sheni, even though the Sheni chaps a rein and smashes it before it has a chance to break, you know, it's like somebody threw something off the roof and somebody else came in and he smashed it. It's already broken. The Rishon now is the Rishon was the one who put. I mean, that Gemara maybe is different, but you know it's just Lasabra Soyz and there's a lot of Chilukim in that Gemara. But the point is the Rishon was the one who is the ultimate cause of this Truma being Nifsat. It's not Nifsat yet, but the address at whose doorstep we lay. Yeah, at whose doorstep we lay the ultimate Hefsat of this Truma is the Mazik, and there's only one Mazik, and that's the Rishon. And therefore the Sheni, even though the Sheni, right now it has a Shabbos when the Sheni swallows it. But it doesn't matter. The Rishon is the cause, ultimately, of the Hefsid of this Truma. So the Rishon is the Mazik, the Sheni can't be a Mazik too. Because that, in a Hezik, there's no such thing. There's no such thing as if you're Mazik and Ba'achev and Hezik. There's only one Mazik. But Gezel is something else. Gezel is a different kind of Chiyuv. Even though the Rishon ultimately is the cause of this thing's Hefsid, but right now it has a Shabbos. So why Chai Mishum Gazan? Teretz says, because Gazan means you're Machikin from the Bailam. Here you're not a Gazan, because you're not being Machikin from the Bailam, because it's not Shayach to be Meshuv to the Bailam anyway. So it's two different things. Those are two different Diburim and Rashi. The Kitzur, the challenge that Rashi, it's Eitz HaMukim and Rashi. It's Rashi's Eitz HaMukim. The challenge that Rashi had over here It's like Shoras Achovas or Shmor Yenov. The Rashi's challenge is he has to explain how you have a Chiyuv Nene. And Nene is a Chiyuv Tashlumen. Nene is also a Chiyuv Tashlumen for the Chayv. It's Var Raya Shemesh to say, Ochet, you don't pay for the Hezek and for the Nene. Al Kochet Nene is also Tashlumen for the Chayv. So that's the challenge that Rashi had in the Sugya. So how come, in the case of, in the Maskonis and Gemara, Yochel Adri, Alitei Yadchak, how come you have a Chiyuv Nene, and yet you don't have a Chiyuv Gazdan, and you don't have a Chiyuv Mazik? So this is Rashi's Eitz. The reason is, you have a Chiyuv Nene, because the Lice has a Shavius. So your Nene is something that has a Shavius, so you have a Chiyuv Tashlum. But you have no Chiyuv Gazlan, because you're not being marchiket from the Bailam, because you can't be machzer to the Bailam anyway, because the very process of being machzer to the Bailam would cause it to be Nimas. That's the Rashi the Bermaskalei the Yadchak. But then we still have the question, why in Chayim Mishum Mazik? So that's the first Rashi. That Rashi sets up at the very beginning of the Sugya. That you're only Chayim Mishum Mazik if the Rishon is Lav Midi Ovid. Because Mazik is indivisible. The Rashi, Mazik is not distributable. There's only one Mazik. So therefore, if the Rishon is Lav Midi Ovid, then you could be a Mazik. That was the Gemara's Kashub Area. Rishon Lav Midi Ovid, so you're the Mazik. But now the Maskon is Rishon Midi Ovid. If Rishon Midi Ovid, then Mazik's out of the picture. We've already labeled the Mazik. There's no more Mazikim. There's only one Mazik. The Mazik was the Rishon. So the Sheni can't be a Mazik too. So Mele Mazik, we don't have to worry. Mele the Sheni has no Chiyuv Mazik because there's already a Mazik. He has no Chiyuv Gazlan because he can't do Hashav anyway, so he's not being Marchik from the Bible. But Shavis there is. Shavis there is. You can have a Chiyuv Nen.
How much did the first guy be Mazik in? He was masked all the way down to less than
100%. He was masked at 100%. But right now it still has Shavius. But the Rishon is the masked because it is ultimately going to be worth nothing. And it's going to be the fault of the Rishon.
But right now, how much is it worth?
Right now it's worth, maybe it's worth 100%. 80%. I don't know. Right now it has a major Shavius because it's Chazi Shalei Befonov. It has a Shavius. You have a Chiyuv.
It still has 100%.
It's still called it is the masked. Because the Rishon put into motion a train of events that will inevitably cause this thing to be totally destroyed. So now the Rishon's the Mazik.
He's going to get 110% in total. As we're trying to say,
it wasn't. Well, no, it'll be Rotsim Izegoyver, Rotsim Izegoyver. He can be Goyver, the Demei Hezek, he can be Goyver from the Rishon as Mazik, or he can be Goyver from the Sheni as Nena. I don't think he can be Goyver both. You're right, it's 110%. It's Rotsim Izegoyver, Rotsim Izegoyver. I think that's true. If you have, that's probably true anyway. If you have, let's say you have a case of gozel v'shiyashu abayim v'achav v'achav v'ezikoy. So what's the din? Rotsim zegeiva is rotsim zegeiva. From one person else gazel, from the other person else mazik. Maybe there it's also kind of a tosefus hayisof in the gezel, but that's a shiloh in the lumdus over there. But a kapanim, yeah, I think that's not a poshut. It'll be rotsim zegeiva, rotsim zegeiva. You can't be goyva 110%. It's not such a thing. He can be goyva, but he could be goyva either from the rishon as mazik, but not from the sheni as mazik. From the sheni, he can only be goyva then. If he was already going with Hezek, he can't be going with the Nenna too. Yeah.
Would you get into Manatvira Tavar at all if the first guy had already broken it? If we're saying that he set up a train of events and he's not even the.
Yeah, so that's a good. That's a shaila. You know, why do you say it's a Manatvira and therefore it shouldn't have any Shabbos anyway?
Exactly.
And if it has no Shabbos anyway because it's a Manatvira. So that's what I was saying before that he could sell it to the Eichel. Right now it still has a Shabbos. He could sell it to the Eichel. If the Baalim is mak, but the Baalim says, "I want you want to swallow it, pay me." So then, throw it up. There is an issue with midistoyim. Again, we're going to get into midistoyim. And Taisa Zakashi, which I don't know what Teres is going to be at all. Taisa Zakashi and Rashi is Zenenev Zolichosa. Like, how can you be going with the Hano? Is Zenenev Zolichosa? So the Baalim can't get it back anyway. So it's Zenenev Zolichosa. Taisa is an Aesis, less than a Shabbat. Put the Rashi's Mash, but Taka Lechazi Levayon Ka. That's a good question. I don't know what to do with it. That's Taisa's Kasha and Rashi. I know all the Kashas I can't do. In the Chorid said, "Never Zoy Chosa." I don't know. Yeshlodim. You know, why don't we say again? I don't think it's a Mudat Tefira because right now it has a Shavius, and right now the guy you could sell it to the Eichel. That's one of the reasons why I added this thing. You could sell it to the Eichel. Yeah, I assume it's time to sell it to the Eichel, and it's Never Zoy Chosa anyway. That issue is why is it high? We shouldn't any of that. Maybe there's nobody destroying when it's going to get destroyed. I don't know. Okay. Yeah.
Why does Rashi, like when he's discussing how he's not other Rishon Zahn Mazik, why is he going his way to say it on his type of clump?
What's the clump? The Rishon let me the Ovid when it's high of the pain clump. You say let it's high of the pain? What's let me the Ovid? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the clump is. And your question from before, I also know what to do with, which is, what does Rashi need this? The way I'm explaining the Rashi, that whole first Rashi is really a setup to explain why in the Maskonas the Gemara is not a Mazik. Oh, you have a point. He's not a Mazik anyway, because happy to be Chai Mishu Mazik, where you have no choice. Whatever you do, it's going to be Mazik the Chayfetz. If you swallow it, it's going to be Mazik. And if you spit it up, it's going to be Mazik.
But isn't that Hagufa the reason we're saying that the... I mean, Hagufa, because the Nitchav isn't going to have a choice to be Mazik, is why the Tochev is Chayim in the first place. Because he's putting him in a situation where inevitably it's going to become damaged.
Right, but still, in all, why do you have to come out of the fact that the Rishon, you know, and if the Rishon was a, I don't know, was a robot, I mean, it's not because the Rishon is Chayef that you're not a Mazik. You're not a Mazik because you're honest. I'll ask you a different question. Why are you not? I don't know that it helps for this. Let's have a question. Why are you Chayef for Nene? You're honest. How could there be? No, that's not true. You could spit it up. You're not honest on the Nene. You could spit it up and then you won't be Nene. Not that the bottom have anything for me spitting it up. At the end of the day, you didn't have to be done. But Mazik, you have to be, because up or down, you're going to be Mazik.
Even if you're honest by Nana, you have to pay.
What?
Even if you're honest by Nana, you probably have to pay.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I don't know if I'm honest by Nana.
You can't be honest. So that you wouldn't normally be.
Somebody was Mashbir. If Mashbir is Mishum Nana, so I'm honest. That's a clear Mashbir is Mishum Nana. Yeah, if it's Mamoni Gavachtan, what does it matter that I'm an honest? But I could put him in Mazik. Yeah, I don't know. Yesh Lefal Pabadov is the honest and then. But Mazik, I'm sure. Mazik, certainly a good tour line if I'm honest. Yeah, I mean, if we want to be less ambitious and solve less problems, so we could have stopped, right there. Nechanami, he's not high for Mazik because he's honest and the Hezim. So I want to hop right in the first Rashi, but the first Rashi is also that first Rashi of Lav Midi Ovid. The Rashi is explaining to me why in the safe is not a Mazik, because there the reason is Midi Ovid. So you have a point. What does Rashi need it for? He's honest anyway.
Yeah. In the Maskana, he's an honest. That's why he's Patur. That's a Rashi that's anything in Maskana. The Rashi is only having me explaining why the first guy, why he is a Mazik. Why he is a Mazik, that
right.
Rashi explains.
Right, but that Lachur doesn't need so much explaining. Rashi has to explain to me he let me do all that. I see he's a Mazik, he could spit it out, now he didn't spit it out, he's a Mazik. I don't, maybe you're right, maybe I'm a little bit tefas than Rubel here. I wanted to get the first Rashi into the Shtickel Torah as well. Maybe the first Rashi is just saying that in the Rashi you're a Mazik, in the area A you're a Mazik because the Rishon is not a Mazik, and that has nothing to do with the Maskon. The Maskon, you're anyway not a Mazik because you're honest. And Rashi, therefore, in the Maskon is only addressing Gezel, and in Gezel he says, you're not a Gazlan because you're not being marked from the Bible. I don't know. I'm Ayin Yivcher. So it's a. Maybe we're talking, don't need that much. Yeah.
He also Rashi's referring to a concept of how when you use something else as a weapon, you use another person as a weapon, it happens to be Tosos Shishi, but not Rashi, it's above a comma. But then, if you use a weapon, then they are not a Mazik at all, they were just used.
Right.
So Rashi would be saying that Dafka, the first guy, didn't do anything. He did not use you as a you were the Mazik. He's trying to emphasize that point that he is not the Mazik, you are the Mazik.
Yeah, it's carved to this also. In other words, what we're qualifying now is that maybe we're gonna make the Shtickel Torah less of a package. And we'll deal with the first Rashi separately and the last Rashi separately. The first Rashi just says that in area A you're a Mazik because the Rishon is not a Mazik, and that's just a self-contained thing. Rashi's Kilo was bothered. Why are you a Mazik? The other guy put it in your mouth. Says Rashi, the other guy put it in your mouth. That's not a Maisa Hezik. What you did is a Maisa Hezik. Rishon by me the Ovid, self-contained, nothing to do with later on. It's not a setup for the end of the for area B. In area B you're for sure not a Mazik. In area B you're honest on the Hezek, because you have no choice. How are you gonna not be Mazik the guy? You have no choice but to be Mazik. So in area B, which is the Maskana Sigamara, Rashi didn't have to address Mazik at all. What Rashi did have to address is what about Gezel? At the end of the day, you're being Marchiket from the so why you're not honest in the Gezel too? Why don't I say the same thing for Gezel? You're not a Gazlin because you're honest. You spit it up, that's not a Hashava. And if you swallow, it's not a Hashava. So you're honest on the Gezel. That's not what Rashi says. Maybe that's what Rashi means. Mixel Gosla, because you're honest on the Gezel. Because you can't be maxered anyway. Okay, could be like that. So we're climbing down a little bit. The halakha, everything's good. We haven't made any problems. We just made it less fancy. But Kilu Rashi addresses Mazik at the beginning. That was like a sideshow. No, he's actually explaining it in area A. In the Gemara's time, Rashi explaining why you were Mazik. Either the other guy did it and you put it in your mouth. The other guy did was nothing. Mainly you're the Mazik. Because that's Taka true. You can't have two Mazikim. I mean, that much is still true. You can't have two Mazikim. So Rashi at the very beginning, by area A, is explaining why you're the Mazik. The other guy's the Mazik. So Rashi, no, the other guy did nothing. The other guy didn't do a Hezek at all. So now you're the Mazik. So therefore, in area A, you're a Mazik. You're a Gazan Tabut. I don't even know why Rashi's talking about Mazik. In area A, you're a Gazan. That's a little bit short. You know, why does Rashi have to talk about Mazik? In area A, you're a Mazik. Maybe just the Emes. Besides being a Gazan, you're a Mazik too. Then Rashi finally comes to Maskonis Gemara, which is area B. Abdurel Yad Chak. So here, Rashi doesn't talk about Mazik, because that we understand, or maybe it's all included, it's one package. Rashi says, here you're not a Mazik, nor are you a Gazan. It's one thing, you're not a Mazik, nor are you a Gazan, because whatever you do, you can't give it back to the Bialim, it'll be Nimus. I mean, if you try to give it back to the Bialim, it's going to be Nimus. If you swallow, it's going to be Nimus. So either way, no matter what you do, it's going to get destroyed. So since no matter what you do, it's going to get destroyed, so you're not a Mazik, because you're Onus. And you're not a Gazan for the same reason, because you have no way to do a Shavah, and you're Onus. So in the male, you're not a God, you're not a Mazik, and you're not an Onus. But in Nene, you are, because the Meister right now, it has a Shabbos. Because for Nene, apparently, you're right, for Nene, there's no Ptur Onus. No, but maybe... Why is this in a Kasher? Rashi is what needs to explain. What's the Kasher? It's doch good. You're an Onus for your Chai for Nene anyway. Forget, you're honest, that's why you're not a Masik, that's why you're not a Gazan, but you're a Nene, and Nene's Kimli driving it. So he's like, no, but there's no Chiyah Misa, so then that's not a Ba'i either.
For the Rashi about Masik, is it possible that he's talking about Masik, if we consider the second guy just a Gazan also, then it's Gobi Mizeh, Gobi Mizeh, and then it's possible that the Rishon would just have to pay not the Shin, but if he's a Shin, he's a Masik, and even if the Nigzal collects from the Rishon, the Sheni will have to pay the Rishon in the Mazik. So either way, the Nigzal collects from the Sheni, from the Nitzav, because of, Rabbi Nassan. I think that the Rishon didn't say that in Baba Kama.
He's saying Rashi, the beginning, the first Rashi says you're a Mazik, rather than saying that you're a Gazlan, because the Nafkamina is that as Mazik, the Sheni, you have to pay the Rishon.
Right, and that's why the Rishon here would never have to pay at all. Because even if the Nigzal decides to collect from the Rishon, the Sheni will still have to pay back the Rishon.
So Mazik is stronger.
Yeah.
Rashi says Mazik is stronger. As Gazan, he would never have to pay the Rishon, because he's going to Minaganah. But as Mazik, he's still being mafsid of the Rishon. As Gami, because he would have to pay the Rishon. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Let's make this last Cholin Tosfos. This was just the very beginning. The first Tosfos is Labai Potter, Vomer Rav Chisda. Hachanami, Avi Motzi Lakshu, Ya Masnissin Nikol Shoh, Diktoni Potter Min Hatashlumen, Fima Adem Kmin Lokhi Rav Nikonim Ben Hakonim. The same kashya Gemara has over here in Abaye, Gemara could ask in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Ha'ichel Trumas Chometz BePesach is Potter. So the Gemara there has two Lashonos. We talked about that Gemara a little bit in the past. What's exactly the Ptur? Could be the Ptur is not worth anything because it's Chometz. That's only for all the Lefidom and Mishalim. But if you hold the Lefidom Mishalim, it's not worth anything. But Lefidom Mishalim. So then the Gemara says it's going like Rav Nechuni Ben Akone and your Potter also came later with the Rabbi Mene. What do you mean Kimli Dirabine? Why, what's Kimli Dirabine? Again, it's going to be amazing. The Mishnah says, Ha'oichel Trumas Chometz B'Pesach B'Shoigig Chayev B'Mezid Potter. That's the Mishnah. So one Mahalach in the Gemara is that we're talking about one malach in the Gemara is that lefi domim mishalim, that both b'shogeg gam and mezid you pay truma lefi domim, and the difference in the ratio and the sefer. No, I'm sorry. One malach in the Gemara is lefi midah mishalim, and that's the chiluk from the ratio and the sefer. When you eat truma b'shogeg, so you pay lefi midah. So who cares that it's chametz? So it's not worth anything, but you pay lefi midah. But if you eat truma b'mezid, then that's a regular mazik. Then you don't have the parsha of tashlumi truma, and then you pay lefi domim. And it's chometz, it has no domim. That's if you hold the fee midah mishalim. What if you hold the fee domim mishalim? So you have to so the shogeg, why are you chayiv? It has no shabbos. You must say that it's going with like Rav Yosef Lili. If chometz is mutter banon, it has a shabbos. If chometz is mutter banon, it has a shabbos. So then why are you? So then why b'mezid are you potter? Why b'mezid are you potter? Says the Gemara, because the killing drabinik. That's the Gemara. So Tosfos says the same problem, but it's not bidna. Mezid, when you picked it up, that you became chayev v'tashlumin, and you only mischayev when you actually eat the chametz. Same question the Gemara has over here. We'll have to say all the same with kimtas. Yeah, Tosfos Nechrami, the Gemara could have said it. The Gemara could have asked it. It was strange. Fine, eat a much like doing a hedra. V'chilei mehed chayev demiso leipotulei d'liasi at the bar l'gamer. I don't know what's Tosfos being Moisef here. And if it's Leimotzi Ladurei Amai Chai, Pirish Bekuntres, this is going to Area C. The Gemara says, if it's Area C, so Amai Chai. So Rashi learns it means, not why you're Chai for Nena, why you're Chai for Nena. Who cares that you're honest, but you're a Nena. You didn't have to, and anyway, you're not honest. Right, Rashi learns that apparently Rashi holds a Nena's Chai even by Nena. So the Gemara says, Amai Chai means why are you Chai of Misa, but we understand that you're Chai for Nena. The Rashi holds the chiyuv nena even by us. So Tosfos pirish bekuntres amai chayiv misa v'koshelri deluki kigain she mitzaynoi miniach loy lidchayv. The hashtavade chayiv misa. The hashtavade chayiv misa. I forgot the mussel adui. Umam and nami loy mechayiv came into loy mussel adui. El alanos going to yemeil. He shaked the kimli v'drabine. The kitzur Tosfos is asking the following question. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, If it's Area C, so why are you chayiv misa? That's a rational thing. That's how the rational learns the Gemara's kasha. In Area C, we understand that you're not chayiv mazik. We understand you're not chayiv for gezel because you have no choice. You're onus. You're chayiv for nena. But am I chayiv misa? Why? What can we do? You're not chayiv misa. You're onus on the misa. Asks Tosfos, how does the Gemara know that you're onus over here? Maybe the guy was toichiv it into the base of blia. You're very happy. So if you're happy, it was mitzaynoi, you weren't kicking and screaming. You opened up wide, you stuck it down in your throat. It says, Tosfos, avadi chayiv misa. You're still not a mazik and you're not a gazan. Because for mazik and gazan, you have to do a maisa mazik, you have to do a maisa gezel. What you do passively, you allow the other guy to be mazik, you allow the other guy to be to gazel, that's not mechayiv for mazik and for gazan. But it was Tosfos held, but chayiv misa you have. If you open your mouth and you allow the fellow to be toichiv, the truma, into the base of blio, so you avari yichayiv misa b'nei shemayim. That's what Tosfos says. Tosfos doesn't. It's not really masbi where he took this pshitus from. So in Tosfos Harosh, there's a haysofa. Let's read it away. It says two words.
Come on.
Oh, by the way, I had a suggestion. You know, it's maybe hard for the Olim to bring a kibitz to share every day, but it's useful to have the Rishonim. So we don't look at that many Rishonim. You know, we look at the Ramban sometimes, the Ritva, the Meiri once in a blue moon, the Tosfos Rosh. Why don't you print out just the how many blad we're going to do in this semester? The next two three blad. If you print out for yourself the Ramban, the Rashba, the Tosfos Rosh, the Meiri. It'll be what, 10 pages, 15 pages? Maybe somebody could make a PDF out of it and email it out. And guys, with that already, you could bring to share without it being such a big hardship. So Because for the times that we, you know, for the times that we, I guess they were, we were busy with an eerie, it would have been useful for them to have it. So anyway, the kosher. Nehi da onesu v'lei motzi l'adu'i v'holei hab. Holy Havi Honor Shall Yoitzel Akab Haver Pekhiv. Umilsa Devshiti Shin Echilula Odom Dover Isser Chayiv Kilhuba Hoyal Kiluhub Atzma Hoya Oichle Hoyal Venena. Two words the Rutai Sarashi has Hoyal Venena. So Milsa Devshita that if you acquiesce and you allow people to feed you Macholas Asuras, you chayiv Misa if it's a you know something that has a Chayiv Misa, Hoyal Venena. I think the Taisa Rosh here is alluding. What do you think he's alluding to?
I think that there's like a rush in the first part about being high for onsen by Znos because of Nen, and that it says that a person, that because there's a Hanoah in the act of beer, that even though it's an onus, that would be a reason to become high.
Hey, Marais.
Call Marais. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says, I think that's probably what Taisa Rosh is referencing. Famous Gemara, the Gemara says in Krisos, that I'm sasik b'chalav marayis chayev shekei nene, meaning that kol atar kula if you're sasik in an aveira, you're not chayev to bring a carbon. It's not called a shayik. Shayik is a ma'ase aveira. If you're sasik, you don't know what you're doing at all. You forget today is Shabbos, so that's a shayik. You bring a carbon. But if you're masasik means I don't even know what I'm doing. I pick up a tomato. I don't think it's attached to the ground. It turns out that it's attached to the ground. I don't have to bring a carbon. That's not called a shayug. It's called a misasik. I'm not aware that I'm doing the mice. So that's like not called the mice. Is not misyachas to me at all. It's either not a mice or it's not a mice that's misyachas to me. Or that's really dakas, you know, or yeshiva chiluk, which might be relevant over here. So, but akapani the Gemara says that that's true by that's true by all other averes, by all other averes. But by chalovim and arayis. Even if you're misasik, for example, kasava reiku boloi, you don't even realize that it's chaylev in your mouth. You thought you thought your mouth is greasy from spit or something, and then you swallow it. It turned out that it's chaylev or arayis. You don't even realize this lady's an erva. You think that she's you think that she's somebody else, or you don't realize she's related to you, and turns out that she's an erva. So that's cool that that's misasik. You chayev to bring a carbon anyway. Shekei nene. Same thing with shekei nene. What?
No.
No, it's chayav means by all isurei achila, and we need a case of karas because talking about carbon. So there aren't that many machalas isurei that have a chayav karas. So that's why it talks about chayav. But it means in general when you have a chayav, but not specific to chayav. Whenever you have a chumah is talking about chayav carbon, so I couldn't say masasik with chumah because it's a gemara about carbon. But the principle is that when you're nene, so you don't have to have so misasik. Well, whatever the principle is, it says misasik is normally butter, but when you're nene, you're chayav. So part of that's what the Rosh is invoking, that just like misasik is chayav to bring a carbon shekei nene, so too if I allow somebody. And what's the comparison? What is ma'ani shmitei tzelasina? I think the havon is al derech zeh, and again, there's room here to fine tune it. But I think al derech zeh, that ordinarily speaking, misasik, why don't you have to bring a carbon? Because he didn't know. Every shogeg doesn't know. You don't have to bring a carbon because misasik is not called a maisa. It's not called a maisa at all, or it's not my maisa. It's not a maisa. Exactly whatever it is. It's not a maisa. Not a maisa. Since it was not done with volition, I didn't know what I was doing. B'chal. I didn't know that I'm plucking this tomato off the ground. I thought it's detached. So I didn't know I'm doing a ma'isa kaiser. So that's not called a ma'isa. So by rights, I should say the same thing with chalav and arayis. If I was kasova roiku bolay, it's not called a ma'isa achila. Says the Gemara, no, shekei nene. The hano itself makes it into a ma'isa achila. Ordinarily speaking, what makes it into a ma'isa achila is the kavana. Is the yedio. Okay, the kavana. Let's say the kavana. I know what I'm doing. Here, I don't know what I'm doing. So really, it's, in a way, it's something that happened by itself. It's not a maisa. It's just something that happens. This hasis just happens. It's not called that I made it happen. Not called that I did it. I did the maisa. And by when a shekei nene, So the Hanoh itself makes it into a Maisa. Says the Tosfos Rosh, so al derech zeh l'chora hayamokum loymar, that if I just open my mouth, somebody else sticks the thing down my the truma down my throat, maybe that's not a Maisa Achila. No, it's a rotzen you have over here. I want, I'm happy. I said, stick the thing down my throat. It's the truma down my throat. I'm very happy. There's no problem here. I know what's going on and everything, but maybe it's not a Maisa Achila. Because I'm totally passive, maybe it's not a Maisa Achila. The Tosfos Rosh saw nakamor of Shekei Nene that you don't need the Hanoh itself makes it into a Maisa Achila. You don't need to have Gidrei Maisa in other ways. The Hanoh itself makes it into a Maisa. Le'inyin the Isser of Achilas Truma, the Hanoh itself is enough to make it into a Maisa Achila. It really sheds light back on how the Tosfos Rosh understood, assuming that's really the one that he's referencing. I mean, I don't know for sure. It's Mamas Lash from Nakamar. If he's really referencing that Gemara, then it sheds light back on how he understood the idea of Shekei Nene, which is very not clear. The rate is I don't think we're going to really spend any time in Shekei Nene because Mama's not actually good old. When we learn Shabbos, we talked about Shekei Nene a little more. But just the raid in Shekei Nene is that there's two Mahalchim in Shekei Nene. I don't know if Tosfos Rosh is exactly either one. The famous Mahalchim and how to understand the din of Shekei Nene is some Achrayim say here. If Engel says that that it means that the Hanoh itself is the Isser. The Isser is not the Achila, the Isser is the Hanoh Sachila. The Isser is not the being boiled in air, but the Isser is the Hanoh Sahabila. So, what does it matter that you were misastic in the Maisa? But you had the Hanoh. The Hanoh is the Isser itself. That's what Yosef Engel's Mahalach. And Rav Berger said a different Mahalach. Yosef Engel's Mahalach, there's a lot of kashas on. And the other Mahalach, they say, is from a Baruch Ber. Baruch Ber said that, ordinarily speaking, what makes the Maisa connect to me is the Kavanah, my volition. I want it to be Kaitzer, that makes the Ksira my. So now I have a Siachsis to the Ksira. If I don't have any Kavanah, it was Mishasik, I didn't even realize that this is attached to the ground, so that's not called my Maisa at all. The thing got detached from the ground. But it's like it just got detached by itself. It has no connection to me because there's no Kavanah connecting me to the ktsira that happened. And Hanoh is another way to connect. If I have Hanoh from the Bila, I have Hanoh from the Achilo, then through the Hanoh, I can connect to the what happened over here, not only through Kavona but through Hanoh. That also makes it mine. Gives me a connection to the Maisa. Okay, so Yesh Lishashit Harbe, does that fit into this place at all? If that's the Havon over here, that Hanoh is a connection to the, otherwise the Maisa happened on its own. Hanoh connects me to the Maisa. Over there was a Maisa Achila. I did eat the chaylev. Shoot the chaylev, I swallowed the chaylev. But I don't connect to it because it happened without my Kavanah. So Hanoh connects me. In the case of the Tosfos Rosh, maybe it's not a Maisa Achila at all. I just opened my mouth, somebody else stuck it down my throat. Maybe that's altogether not a Maisa Achila. Maybe for that Hanoh doesn't make a difference.
Or it's someone else's Maisa.
What?
Meaning where you say it's someone else. It's the other guy's Maisa, the Tochi.
Right. It's not my Maisa altogether. The Oichel here is the Teuchiv. So then what does it matter if it's Shekei Nene? So I don't know. Yesh Lefalfa B'dover. And again, it really belongs more to Shekei Nene. I don't know that I want to get bogged down in it. You know, Hayomokum Loimar, that maybe there's some answer here for Rashi, you know, in this, maybe Rashi doesn't subscribe to these Hanochas. And maybe Rashi holds that that's not called, that if I open my mouth and somebody puts it down my throat, it's not a Maisa Achila at all. You know, Hanoh is beside the point. It's not a Maisa Achila. Because maybe there's some deep lamdus machlokes here between Rashi and Tosfos coming to be Masig and Rashi. Rashi is a Maichayim Misa. What do you mean? Maybe he did it for Rotson. It's not a Maisa Achila. It is a Maisa Achila, Shekei Nene. So maybe that would be an answer for Rashi. Rashi holds that even if it was Barotson, it's not a Maisa Achila. I don't think that's the Emes of Shad and Rashi. Because Rashi is Beferish, a Maichayim Misa. Rashi doesn't say because not a Maisa Achila because you're passive. What does Rashi say? Because you're onus. So Rashi's clearly assuming a case is that you're onus. If you're onus, so Tosfos has an obvious question. Vezokt, who says you're onus? Maybe you're not onus. But the lungs are very nice, but it's not what Rashi says. Rashi says that you're an honest. Tosis kashis mechatesa. Where does it say anything more? How does anyone know that you're an honest? And maybe you're not honest. Maybe you're very happy the guy is being taken of the chaylev, and you're so you're not chayim. So what's mistama the answer for Rashi? Tosis later on brings the ritzvah. Mistama the answer, the real answer for Rashi is what Tosis brings later from the ritzvah. The Rashi held that it's a poshutoli that you're an honest. Because if you're not an onus, then the minute he put it in your mouth, you'll be cutting it with the ad. And then you'd be a gazan right away. Because on the way to area C, it has to go through area A and B. Right? So it passed through your chotzer, through your yad. If it's berotzen, so right away, you're a gazan with Torah's yad. So our kochach, the Gemara, so then the Gemara has no teretz. The whole teretz is he was taking him to area C. How did he get to area C? Through area A and B. So he was kind of with Yad. Al korchuch, the case is that he stuck it down behind us, and then he left. So you first, stopped gagging when it was already in area C. So in area B, and at that point is Yochel Adu Eliday only Aliday Atchak, and so on, and that's the Gemara's teretz. So the Gemara knows that it was behind us because if it was Baratzin, he would have been kind of with Yad before it ever got there. That's how the Ritva answers Rashi. That's probably what Rashi holds. If that's the case, on the other hand, you see Tosis doesn't answer that. The Ritva answers that, but I'm saying Tosis themselves, we're asking Rashi. That's the Pashut answer. Why does Tosis not hold from that? Apparently Tosis holds that you're not that with the Yad over here alone, without a Maisa, you're not a Gazan. Like the Yesh Garsim and the Meiri. The Mashaft and Karasim Tosh Maisa. If you're not loyous it, or you don't swallow it with your own volition, just the fact that it's in your yad, and you're happy about it, in your heart, but the ma'isa, we don't see any machshavah in the charisma tech ma'isa, because somebody else is pushing it down into area A, into area B, and you're not doing anything. So yes, it was barosim, but it's not machshavah in the charisma tech ma'isa, you're not a gazan. The pashtus, without any fancy lomas, the pashtus is that here we see that machlekes we saw in the Meiri, between the Meiri and the Yesh Garsim, is a machlekes Rashi and Tosis, right here in the Gemara. Rashi took for granted that the case is that you're an honest. Why are you an honest? Mechatesim, maybe it was Barosim. Teretz is because he holds like the Meiri, that if it was Barosim, you would be kind already, and it's way down, you would have been kind. When the guy pushed it through area A, through area B, so you're happy, it's in your yad, so you'll be kind of. And you'll be a gazan long before, so there's no kibbutz rabbin it. Al kochach, the only way to set up the case is it's a given that you're an onus. And even then the Gemara says, but the guy left it in area A and then you swallowed it. No, he left it in area B, see, until we get to area B. But Al Kapani Rashi held the Gemara, Behechach, the Gemara knew that it has to be a case of onus, because if it's not a case of onus, then we're never going to off the ground. Then you're going to be a gazan already in area A. And Tosis apparently holds, and that's the ritzvah. And Tosis holds like the Yesh Garsim. Tosis holds that it's not machshavti mikaris and kismet toich masim. And there Tosis says, and therefore Tosis says that maybe it was Barotson. How do you know? Maybe the case was that it was Barotson. If it was Barotson, so why? So on his way to pushing it down your throat, why weren't you kind of already in the area? Tosis says, because if he's doing the pushing, it's not machshavti mikaris and toich masim. It doesn't become machshavti mikaret and keres mitoch ma'isiv until the guy stops pushing. At that point, it's already in the area B, and so it's yochel adu eliday atchak, and that's the Gemara's teretz. So zachinu that machlekes between the Meiri and the Yesh Garsim is really machlekes in Rashi and Tosis. I'm going to leave it to them to think about. Maybe this machlekes Rashi and Tosis connected to machlekes Rashi and Tosis by chatzera, by if you need no b'fono or it's enough yikisha b'makam. That already, I'll let that all think about it.
Yes, maybe we have a